You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. 50 years ago next month, Detroit exploded into 5 days of violent unrest. The city is still grappling with what happened in that long, hot summer of 1967. A new exhibit at the Detroit Historical Museum digs deep into the history of the uprising and looks at how it's shaped the city ever since. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick talked with the Detroit Historical Society's Rebecca Salmanen-Witt about the exhibit. Witt says it's been in the works for more than 2 years.
One of the first things that they realized was that to do this subject matter justice, we had to do our business as a historical society a little differently. We needed to reach out into the community, get their stories, get their perspectives, understand how they felt about it and what they remembered about it. So you go knock on people's doors and you sit in their living rooms and you hear their stories. We've collected nearly 500 oral histories so far. The things that we chose to highlight in the exhibition itself are the things that came up over and over again in people's memories because we knew those were the significant stories that had to be told. Well, I think if we go right up here and we see Detroit's Real Race Riot, when people call it a race riot in 1967, they're wrong. We did have a race riot. It happened in 1943. Different races are rioting against each other. And in 1967, the races were rioting together. And so that's like, you know, pretty essential difference. As we get closer to the summer of 1967, a lot of this deals with kind of that promise that brought people to Detroit. And many people think that it's that broken promise, which is really the most significant root cause. Some of that is really around people came here expecting great jobs. They heard of Detroit as a place where segregation wasn't happening in the same way, where racism was over. And when they got here, they found out that wasn't really true. And that broken expectation was really difficult for folks to swallow, I think. This area is the living room. We call it the living room. It's set up like a living room because many people experienced the uprising in 1967 from their living room. What we do is take you through kind of on the television screens what you would have been seeing. There was a media blackout for a couple of days, and so you see a lot of children's programming and just kind of random things that would have been on TV at that time. And then it starts progressing, and you start to see the news reports picking up. So the images that they chose to broadcast affected greatly what people understood about what was happening. The fact that there were very few images of any white people looting was a significant thing. There were absolutely white people looting. They just didn't show it on TV. 12th and Claremont was a bustling commercial district. It was decimated. Lots of places in the community. The photo that we're looking at here is from Holy Trinity Parish, where some nuns are distributing canned goods. So there were a lot of pieces of that community that just stepped up to support its neighbors. The conversations that are happening as a result of this work and that will continue to happen as a result of the exhibition, we think we would be further ahead now if those conversations had been being had for the past 50 years. And we think there's some great promise where there is enough good things happening in the city of Detroit that people want to get together and talk this through and become a different kind of community. And if this exhibition helps power that initiative forward, it will have been a real success.